The question is that if we are chanting, that we said we should use our intelligence in chanting, but then how do we rise from intellectual recollection to devotional redirection in our remembrance of Krishna? It happens gradually through purification. So purification is not something abstract. Purification simply means that we all have various kinds of attachments. There are some things within the, if we consider Krishna Bhakti to be a circle, within Krishna Bhakti we have certain likes. And outside Krishna Bhakti also we have certain likes. Some of those likes may be non-devotional and some of those likes may be anti-devotional. So non-devotional may not be so harmful, anti-devotional are quite harmful. So when we become purified, that means our likes which are within the circle of devotion, they become strengthened. And the likes which are outside the circle of devotion, they become weakened. So certainly at this stage, even if you are doing intellectual recollection, that is very good. Say for example, if we use our intelligence to remember that I should remember Krishna. And we try to focus our mind on the holy name, we try to recite verses, we take darshan of the deities. At our stage, the operational principle is yena kena prakarena mana Krishna niveshita. Somehow or the other fix the mind in Krishna. So, the wonderful thing about Krishna is not just that he is the goal of devotion, he is also the path to devotion. That means it's not that Krishna is present at the end of our journey. Now suppose, say if you are going to America to meet some VIP and you are sitting in your plane and you go there and you are eagerly waiting and finally you reach there and you knock on the door and the door opens and you see that the person who is opening the door was the person who was sitting right next to you in your same airplane throughout your journey. But because you did not know that person, so you did not talk with him, you did not understand him. But when you reach the destination, oh, this is the same person. So like that, Krishna is not just our destination, he is also our companion. So Krishna is right now there with us. When we chant the holy names, when we take darshan of the deities, he is there. And we don't realize it right now. But even if somehow or the other we fix our mind on Krishna, that will purify us and that will increase our attraction to him. So at an intellectual level, we can increase our attraction to Krishna by studying scripture and understanding intellectually how everything apart from Krishna is insubstantial. But bhakti sanjayate bhakti. Devotion comes by associating with devotees, especially. So if, of course, even when we are studying Shastra, if we see it, we are associating with Prabhupada, we are associating with Narad Muni, we are associating with Shukadeva Goswami. If we study scripture in the mode of associating with these great sages, that will purify us. So association with those who have devotion to Krishna is very important for the redirection of the heart. And in that sense, our desires are not just linear, they are triangular. Linear means, you know, if I see a sense object and I start desiring that object. So that is linear desire. But quite often, suppose say I go to America, a student from India goes to America. Now America, India people are mad for cricket. America people are mad for baseball. Now Indians may not even know what is baseball. But after going to America and seeing everyone mad for baseball, what happens? When first somebody goes and sees baseball, what is going on? But then you see people cheering and people going mad. What happens? After 1 or 2 months, this Indian also becomes mad. So what has happened? That desire for baseball has not come just by watching the baseball. It has come by watching those who are watching baseball. So the desire is not just linear, it is triangular. So between us, the object, and the people who are attracted to that object. And this triangularity of desire is very important to understand when you are practicing bhakti. So just when we come in front of the deities, we say, okay, very nicely decorated idols are there here. Or we study the Bhagavad Gita, okay, this is good, some Sanskrit book. But when we actually associate with those who are devoted to the deities, we associate with those who are relishing the Bhagavad Gita, relishing the Bhagavatam, then by seeing their attraction to scripture, our attraction to scripture will develop. So that's why for the redirection of the heart, it's vital to associate with those whose hearts is redirected towards Krishna. And it is also, anyway, we keep the mind fixed on Krishna, he will purify us, and gradually, by intellectual recollection, gradually, if we keep practicing it in a mood of devotion, in a mood of service to Krishna, that devotional redirection will also happen gradually. So it's like the sun rising. You know, we may not see it happening automatically. Every morning when we wake up, say it's night, it's dawn, and then suddenly, oh, the sun has risen. Now, the sun's rise is gradual, but our realization that the sun has risen is at a particular moment. So like that, you know, every day that we are chanting, every day that we are practicing bhakti, the sun of Krishna is rising in our heart. Our heart is becoming more and more redirected towards him. But one day we'll realize, oh, this was an object I was so attached to. But now I don't feel an attachment. Now my heart is attracted towards Krishna. So we shouldn't expect any overnight miracles. But we just keep practicing bhakti steadily, trying to fix our mind in Krishna and whatever is practical for us, and associating with those whose heart is directed towards Krishna. And gradually that devotional redirection of the heart will also happen. Thank you. Any other questions?